From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He describes the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve.
And it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The president said the United States has to start winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress later Tuesday. The Pentagon says it has sent to the White House a preliminary plan to defeat Islamic State extremists in Iraq and Syria. A spokesman says Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is to brief senior administration officials. He described the document as a framework for a broader plan aimed at countering the extremist group beyond Syria and Iraq. He did not provide details. Syrian opposition activists say 11 people were killed Monday by airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. They also say pro-government forces Monday drove out Islamic State forces from villages near the Turkish frontier, but blocking Turkish-backed forces from reaching the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. The reports were not independently confirmed. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing forward with their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what is known as the Fourth Bridge. The United Nations has described a humanitarian crisis in the area, with people facing severe shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say President Donald Trump should reaffirm America's longstanding international commitments in his first speech to Congress on Tuesday. Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes President Trump charts a way forward on health care reform. But he told VOA that international matters also merit attention.
The more he can affirm our strong commitment to our transatlantic alliances, NATO in particular, I think that would be very welcome news to a lot of our European allies and to our, you know, our military all over the world, too.
Democrat Chris Van Hollen agrees.
He needs to make it clear that the United States stands up for human rights around the world, that we will support our allies, that we will not be collaborators with the Russians.
Trump's speech comes one day after the White House proposed a significant boost in U.S. military spending. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said Monday he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Trump's campaign and Russian agents. Congressman Devin Nunes told reporters he has no plans to expand an investigation that is already underway. However, top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, later said no conclusions had been reached on the matter.
Later today, we will reach final agreement on the scope of the issues that we will be investigating and have already begun investigating. And the scope of that investigation will include any collusion between Russia and U.S. persons, including persons who may have been affiliated with the Trump campaign.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in both the U.S. House and Senate are looking into findings by the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump Monday said there's nothing to love about the national health care plan championed by his predecessor, Barack Obama. In separate meetings with the country's governors and with insurance company executives, Mr. Trump described the seven-year-old Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, as a failed disaster. The president offered no particular strategy, at least not yet, for the repeal and replacement of the plan. Gambia's president, Adama Barrow, has replaced the head of his nation's military as well as several senior officers. The military was key to maintaining the rule of former President Yahya Jammeh. The director of prisons was arrested along with nine men suspected of being a part of Jammeh's alleged death squads. Police in the Somali capital Mogadishu say fire swept through the city's main market Monday. They say at least two people were killed, several others injured in the blaze. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.